From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beat here reporting. The White House appears to be siding with Israel in its assessment that Iran has repeatedly lied about the extent of its nuclear weapons program. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the 2015 Iran nuclear deal was made on what she called an entirely false pretense.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that, particularly the fact that Iran's nuclear capability were far more advanced and far further along than they ever indicated, which if this nuclear deal maintains as it is right now, when the sunset provision hits in 7 years, they will be much further along in the process and able to make a nuclear weapon much quicker than they've ever indicated before.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday made a public large trove of documents that he said came from Iran's secret atomic archives. The presentation came less than 2 weeks before President Donald Trump is to decide whether to end sanctions relief on Iran. In Australia Wednesday, French President Emmanuel Macron said he doesn't know what President Trump will do.
We will have to prepare such a broader negotiation and a broader deal, because I think nobody wants a war in the region and nobody wants an escalation in terms of tension in the region.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the Israeli presentation underscores the importance of keeping inside the Iran Accord. In Nigeria, explosions near a mosque in the northeast town of Mubi Tuesday killed at least 28 people. Dozens more were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but they are the kind of attacks that the Boko Haram insurgency has carried out in the past. This is VOA News. Senior Trump administration trade officials arrive in China for crucial talks aimed at avoiding a trade war over the imbalance between the world's top two economies, as well as allegations of Chinese intellectual property theft. Robert Lighthizer, U.S. trade representative, spoke to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce ahead of his trip.
It's not my objective to change the Chinese system. The Chinese have their own system. The president says this all the time, and it seems to work for them. That's fine. What I have to be in a position where the United States can deal with it, where the United States isn't the victim of it.
Lighthizer is accompanied by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, and two White House economic advisors. The administration has threatened tariffs of up to $50 billion of Chinese goods, with Beijing vowing to retaliate. President Xi Jinping's chief economic advisor will be part of the Chinese delegation in those talks scheduled to take place Thursday and Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes of an unknown origin killed nearly two dozen civilians in an Islamic State-controlled village in northeast Syria. Among those killed were 10 children. The strikes took place in an area where U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels have been battling IS fighters. In Armenia, tens of thousands of protesters Wednesday blocked roads to the capital Yerevan and to the airport after Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan called for a campaign of civil disobedience after his bid to become prime minister was blocked. Addressing supporters Tuesday, Pashinyan called the ruling of Republican Party's behavior blocking his candidacy in parliament provocative. After days of protests, former President Serge Sarkisian resigned the post of prime minister after the opposition accused him of clinging to power. Some May Day marchers turned violent on Tuesday. In Paris, masked and hooded anarchists smashed shop windows, set cars alight, and threw stones at police who responded with tear gas. Over 100 were arrested. In Turkey, dozens of demonstrators were detained, while close to a million Cubans rallied in Havana, marking the first May Day in the post-Castro era. Morocco Tuesday cut ties with Iran over Tehran's support of the Polisario Front. In Rabat's long-standing dispute over the Western Sahara, Foreign Minister Hasser Barita accused Tehran and Hezbollah of training and arming Polisario fighters through its embassy in Algeria. U.S. stocks closed mixed in Tuesday trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index losing 64 points, 24,099. On Wednesday, U.S. central bank policymakers will end a two-day meeting, but they're not expected to raise a key interest rate. That rate was raised last month. The Fed promised at least two more rate hikes this year. Meanwhile, U.S. factory activity slowed in April, manufacturers having to pay higher costs for commodities. Meanwhile, new vehicle sales fell amid colder-than-normal temperatures last month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. mama, eh, mama, eh.
In Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I want to take you on a trip around Africa on this. Later on the show, straight from Freetown, Sierra Leone, King Milan Mohamed Bangura of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation Musical Mix will be talking to a Sierra Leonean artist based in Australia that is visiting Sierra Leone, and that is Tero D. Yes, Tero D will be our guest right on the show, and King Milan will be talking to him straight from Freetown, Sierra Leone. So I want you to stay tuned for that. Very interesting interview. But right now, let's come back with the ball rolling as we start up today from the African Bush Doctor based in the UK. Brand new quote, Nayu. Nayu Awand. Yes, everybody is in love these days. And right after that, the Big C. Big Corruption by the legendary Miata Fambule of Liberia. And then Doing Damage in My Native Language, the sound of Zimbabwe Legit. This is one of the first African groups to record a hip-hop song in the USA all the way back in 1992, signed to the Hollywood Basics. So you stay tuned because you're going to hear that old-time classic. It's a hip-hop classic done in the native language, and that is going to be done for us by Zimbabwe Legit. But first, let's go to Nayu, a brand new quote by African Bush Doctor.
I love you too. Now you know the woman I'm in life. Oh, in an hour, my girl. I say, now you. You know the woman where I want, yes. Tell you for true. Love you more. To me, tonight get for be some special night. I want for make you my woman, and I gonna make you sweat like you never sweat before. No matter what you happen to get, I love you more, yeah. God knows. The time, not the weather, my girl. I will love you forever and ever again. And I'll make her sing this song again and again and again. I say, now you know the woman of my life, yes. Oh, in an hour, God knows. I say, now you know the woman where I want. Climb the highest mountain for you, and I go run through, yes, the deepest sea. I go through some blazing fire, some fire, just for can get you, my girl. Any step where you take, I go take one for you. Any food where you eat, I must eat one for you. Every heartbeat I take, I must take one for you, my girl. So no worry about the weather and the time. No worry about no one else.
Just remember, say I love you. I love you too.
Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
In my native language, Zimbabwe legit. This is so cool. And we'll be bringing you more of that, and we'll be talking to Zimbabwe legit sometime in the future on this program. And right before that was Big C, Corruption, Miata Fambula of Liberia, still preaching. Yes, Tiffy Tiffy, Jankoniko. I love this song, man. And right at the top was Nayu by African Bush Doctor, right on the African beat. This is your super show. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more music. But don't forget that Mohammed King Milan will be talking to Terror D later on the show, straight from Freetown, Sierra Leone. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. Jamais Jamais is going to be our next tune, and it's done by Mr. Leo from Cameroon. And right after that, My Name by the Great Stone Boy of Ghana, and Na by ST featuring Jelly Madi of the Gambia. But Jamais Jamais right now by Mr. Leo of Cameroon.
Alphabet and Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Oh, ouais. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Oh, ouais. juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais. À tous les autres filles, hasta la vista, I'm not a playboy. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Yo, yo, jamais, jamais. Oh, jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life. Girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine. Écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Hey. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Ah, ah. Jamais, jamais. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, I never let you go, jamais, jamais, eh, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. Baby, toi-même, tu vois notre amour, c'est mon quel est. Baby, follow me, go. Mukelele. I go mare mare, I mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Na, na. Jamais, jamais, I go leave you jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, I never let you go, jamais, jamais, hey, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, 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 oui, jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 oh, jamais, 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 jamais.
My Name by Stone Boy, I dedicate it to you, Nana Osei of Flash Africa, and all the team out there at Flash Africa in Ghana. We dedicate this one all to you, okay? Let's enjoy.
You don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Fail at the end of the day. You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper, and I put life first and I ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. Already yet I did that figure. Help with the labor. Nowhere to find them. Only a few was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in name. Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a
a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Me don't know why they want me expire. Me old stick get fire. Flat just like a car tire. Hey. Me not stop praying to the Messiah. The devil is a liar. I just keep going higher. Ay, 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 ay. Them know my name, them no know my story. Nah, 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 nah. Talk your home to me, it no matter. Yeah, yeah. Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Story, oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better focus on your thing. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better you focus on your thing. I'm supposed a stone boy. Burn it down from Ghana to Jamaica. Better know it up. Stone boy. Ah, boy.
Boom.
African.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
Jalimadi, Brikam, Boyo,
Viva Tuliana, Viva Tuliana.
And if you're on the beat,
Danina Lila Nandun Dejam Falana, Itale Wulu Night, Telen Nafim Betina, Manju Twila Nine, and Mambalana, Nadu Tafomo, Bebo Taida Maleka Fonyana, Itale Wulu, Ejikabato Dina, Ningakuja Oke, Ikonya Fatanina. Nasula Fengol, Naya Bedina, Enin Kanomi, Tana Fonka Funyonya Kabona, what a doy dunden eat a Tiamana, Nelta Sona, can you feel no me feel? Don't let Alan and a Bajel, a million Timol fight, Dolbe Tacona, Dolbe Pulo, Cosile Italia. Wolbe donna dol kapata min takidin wala kola wonene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka bamane de sanna anin donene de kanna ndaji konene de banna wala nani ke kana o pisalta ka wura ka bo wena
maitelonna ti itele samana ya
itela itela
maitelonna ti kanenya ya
ani
kona fajiko nin tesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu koko sito. I wanna buy you cars ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams kakodo sam ye kolo sito wala kambula nyin dunia be nidaro la kwa nyamato sal yala ne muna nanganya bibitol kam koko mkoto misiko kabilo jo misiko kadomandi ngodu mposo to motivation all that na fam futata nyin lebulo to nalo na fosti jati suko na karambu moto afolone mwafarae hakilo kensondo moto anene mambatandi barandi wala kija faranda telen karandi femon day mukamil karandi karam bu moto ni nga kuke la yam fama na kana kam fama will ever stay true to you ndajam facility le kamanga ni monsol min ke kono to nga duno min like kunto e dimi nga min ma tinto ni kam fata se ponto
maitelonati itele samalia
itelo itelo
maitelonati kaninya ya
ani
fire.
kanu biri mangunuma biri ngunuma ta anim biri tamata
Now by ST featuring Jelly Maddie from the Gambia, and before that my name, Stone Boy of Ghana, and at the top was Jame Jame, Mr. Leo of Cameroon, the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm yours truly, David Vandy, pushing and pulling the beats right here from our studios in Washington, D.C. Don't go away. When I come back, we join King Milan as he talks to Terror D from Sierra Leone. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And we'll now go straight to Sierra Leone, where King Milan talks to Terror D, who is right now based in Australia, but he's back in Sierra Leone. And let us listen to how all of this unfolded.
Terror D is a born Sierra Leonean. I was born in Yile Tonko, Lili District. Grew up there, did my primary school there, and I came to Freetown. I did my secondary school, and then flew to Australia, and I'm back again to celebrate with my people. And the question in regards to how I got the name Terror D is, when I was growing up, I used to partake in a lot of rap competition, rap battles back in those days, you know. So every time I partake in a competition, I always end up winning. So you get to a certain point, every time I go to a competition, you know, friends will be like, hey, is he again to terrorize us? So they just started calling me Terror. The D stands for my real name, which is Daniel.
Okay, so you're Terror Daniel.
Lyrically
Terror Daniel. Well, how did this all rapping business start? Who inspired you? Where did you get your inspiration from?
I've always been into music since I was a little kid, according to my mom. I love listening to music, miming to music, stuff like that. But my biggest inspirations, you're talking about the likes of Eazy I, Tupac, Biggie Small. Those are my influences when I was growing up or something. But I didn't take this whole music thing seriously until after the Rebel War. Back in the 1996 to 2000 or so, when I flew to Accra, Guinea, that's when I started recording, and I realized that, okay, I've got the talent to actually do this, so I should just embrace it.
Yeah, I remember way back, you did an album called Dangerous Creeper.
Yeah.
You know, how was that album? It was way back.
Album was pretty good, man. That was actually my first ever album. I got some few collaborations on that album. I remember when I came to Freetown after recording the album in Conakry, Guinea, when I returned to Sierra Leone, I knew no one. I had no clue. I have no one to meet in terms of getting the songs out there to people. And then someone introduced me to King Milan. I came to King Milan and he embraced this old project for me. Since then, you know, the bond has just been tied between me and him, and he's been pushing me like crazy, man. And I just want to say massive thanks to the man himself, King Milan, because he's my day one brother, man. He's been there. He's been part of this whole journey, man. If I am where I am today, you know, I owe it to a great man like King Milan and other few people, Dan Mosire. So massive thanks to them.
Well, thank you too, you know, and it's a pleasure because you've been doing something great anyway. Okay, after the album, you left Sierra Leone and went to Guinea Conakry, and the next time we heard that you're in Australia, and you were silent for like 8 years.
Yes.
Why the silence?
You know, when you migrate to another country, it takes some time for you to settle down, you know. So I was busy trying to get myself together and, you know, find ways on how to adapt to the system over there. And then again, I stumbled into a relationship. So all of that distracted me, that made me keep away from music for 8 years. And I thank God that I made a return back again after the long period of time or something.
But there's a song you called It Not Easy. I think you collaborated with LG. So what's the song about?
The song talks about the struggle of an individual person and also the country. itself at that particular point in time, things were very difficult, man. A lot of young guys out there complaining. Struggle is real out there. So I just wanted to write something that will reflect that a lot of people out there can actually relate to. So LJ came to Australia. We went to the studio again as well, and then the beat was there, and we were just vibing. We came up with that track.
Song, you know, easy. You've been in this business for long, and now you're definitely taking the storm right now. People definitely knowing Tego D. What do you think is behind this? Why do people knowing now Tego D instead of way back?
I guess it's perseverance. It's perseverance. It's growth. The longer time that I took to get my recognition is, to me, I call it as in life, you have to grow. In life, anything that you do, the beginning does not define you. You know, the end is what makes you you. So the duration that I took to get to where I am today was just, it was just material to equip me to be the person that I am today. So all of the mistakes that I made back then, I've learned from those mistakes, and then also the thrive to be better than, like, with me, every track that I release this track today, the next track that I want to release, I want it to be better than the one that I've just released. So I'm always constantly challenging myself. I guess those are all some of the factors that gave me the recognition that I have today.
I think I agree with you, because I've had a lot of your songs, and every time I listen to a new song, I'll say, wow, this one is better. And what's your take so far on Sierra Leone music since you left this country and you're back in Sierra Leone? What's your take on the music being produced in this country?
It's getting there. It's not 100% yet, but it's getting there. Producers are putting in 100% into their work. Artists are working really, really hard as well. I see a lot of artists right now, their production is on point. The videos are pretty good or something. The future of the Sierra Leone music industry is bright, man, if we just continue with the trend that we are taking right now.
Okay, let's come to a song that you did called Bad Man, is exactly. So what's bad about you, Tego D?
As you already know, man, when you meet me in person, I'm a gentleman. But when it comes to the mic, I can be very, very rough sometimes, you know. To me, when you're writing a song, it's all about the energy you find yourself at that particular point in time. So when I was writing that song, I felt like, okay, I'm on top of the world, man. You know, I'm on top of my game or something. So I came up with that particular song, Bad Man, you know, meaning I'm bad at what I do. I'm very good at what I do.
Yeah, now let's come to you. You now own a record label called Mike City.
Yeah.
So why Mike City?
Mike City, to me, when I'm writing a song, nothing else exists. It's like I'm in a whole new different city, you know. It's just me and the mic and the creativity or something. So it's like I feel like I'm in a whole new different city. Nothing else exists but music. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to call my record label Mike City.
Do you have any artists right now in your label?
I've got up to 4 artists signed under the label. Got Madsen, I've got Chuck, I've got Accurate Jojo, and I've also got SMS as well on the label.
Okay, how do artists qualify to be in your label?
They just have to know what you're doing, and sometimes I always like to ask them questions. How do you see yourself 5 years from now or something? Because you got some artists that they don't even know where they're heading to or something. If you know what you're doing and lyrically you're good, why not? We'll give you a chance. The whole reason why I created the record label is to be able to help out the less privileged guys out there.
Okay, you're one of the artists that been rumored right now that have been given the accolade that you've been promoting the Sierra Niger movement, you know, with incorporating most of the Nigerian artists right now in most of your songs. And the first one you did that started hitting the storm is the one you did with Bracket called Nayu. So tell me a little bit about how did you meet this guy and how did you come about the song?
It was a blessing, man. It was a blessing working with Bracket. They came to Australia again as well for a tour, and then I happened to be the guest artist on that particular event. After the event, there was an after party. We met at the after party. I was introduced to them, and so we sat on the same table having some drinks, you know, connecting, having a conversation. I made my intention known to them as well of doing a collaborations with them. They requested to listen to my song and watch some of my videos, so I invited them over to my home studio. They came the following day, you know, I played some of my old tracks and also played one of the track, which is Now You, which I've already recorded and everything. I played for them and they fell in love with the track, so I just took one verse out and for them to put their own verse.
So just like that, they listen to the song and of course they came up with something.
Obviously there's fees involved because those guys don't do free collaborations or something.
Expensive?
It's very expensive.
And you flew to Nigeria to do video clip as well?
Yes. To me, visual is very important. When you do a song, when you do a visual out there, that's when you'll be able to express what you're trying to talk about on the video or something. So I decided after recording the song with them, the song was banging, it was pretty good, stuff like that. People were vibing to it. There was a lot of requests from fans out there that, hey man, when are you going to drop the video? So I decided to go to Nigeria and do the video with them.
I don't try yo for you, I go fly yo for you. If you come to my house, we go eat fufu. Nobody could know everything.
Shorty, I'm a lawyer till the end of time. I run to you when you need me anytime. Trouble caught you, I go day around, never back down on you. How is that sound? I can see the giggle on your face. I know you like that. Let me let your mind, body, baby, just how you like it, girl. You're not a rocket, be the best G. Morning of a problem, I spend carefree. Bus from Freetown to Lagos. First class, I go fly you. I can make you famous. Celebrate your lifestyle, I can show you. This is love on the first sight. From
the moment you enter the place, now you are CEO. Now you be the one where they make me go loco. Now you where they carry me go home. I want to carry you.
Man, tell me this song. How did this song take you in Nigeria?
The song is doing really well. As we speak right now, the song is playing in Nigeria, Ghana, and Kenya as well. Because most of the DJs over there, whenever they play a song, they always send you a tweet of them playing the song or something. So we thank God. And there are other few people out there, you know, jamming to the songs. People from Kenya, people from Nigeria, you know, they're all jamming to the song. So it's a blessing, man. You know, we're moving forward.
Okay, and you're working on an album right now?
Yes. The album is titled Levels.
Levels.
It's one of the hottest albums Sibelian will ever get to hear.
And that song as well, Levels, you also feature a Nigerian guy, Solista. How did you meet Solista?
Oh man, Solista wasn't actually on my plate of the guys that I wanted to feature or something, but when I went to Nigeria, after I met with Bracket, we went clubbing, you know, the following day we went to a studio, that's where I met, Solista. I was introduced by them, and, you know, for me and him just connect, man, we're flowing, vibing very well, and I told him that, man, bro, we need to do a joint together as well, so, and he was happy to do the collaborations.
See, we pull up in the Beamer, the money day, yeah, we'll be chilling with Obama, levels day, yeah. Baby, if I trip you.
fat money. We never fall, we just elevate. The sky is my weakness. Spending big cash is my weakness. Remember the time when we were in the hustle? Girl, it ain't the past, don't be bad, yeah. But now we doing it big time. I'm right here chilling, so it's big time. Drunk in love with your dopeness. That you big booty, now me dream place. Shake your booty, girl, put it on replay. Walk it, girl, put it on display.
When I'm coming, everybody jumping.
You've got a song called Your Body's a Must. Your Body's a Must. And it featured Timu Matic. Again, another collaboration. A Nigerian guy as well, is that not so?
Yes, he's a Nigerian guy. He was born in Nigeria, grew up in Australia. He's one of the most outstanding artists that we have in Australia, man. And linking up with that guy again was a blessing, man. We met at how the whole collaboration happened is we met at an African festival. And he came up to me straight, like, man, Terodi, you're doing something great for that Australian community, man. And anytime you think, like, you want to have a collaboration or something, let me know. And at that particular point in time, I already have a track ready. Because with me, most of the time, I just record track and put them down. And sometimes think about, okay, which artist should I put on this particular track? So when he mentioned that, the following day, he gave me his email address and contact number, calling. Sent him the track, he listened to it, and he fell in love with the track. So that's how we came, that's how he got involved into Body's a Must.
It's a visa, it's everywhere I wanna be. Girl, I value your passport.
Always fly first class. With me, sure, you don't ever carry last.
Gucci and Prada, Chanel and Manny. Baby, I go put for your body.
I keep it flashing like a rap star. Pose for the camera, baby, let's keep it class.
Friend for the fair. Now the beauty of a woman. Mommy, you go here, you did show me love, my woman. Yeah, your body's a must.
It's a must, baby.
Your body's a must.
Body's a must.
Yeah, your body's a must.
It's a must, baby.
Your body's a must.
How many awards have you won so far? Have you ever?
I've got, I don't know the count, it's over 10 awards, man. Recently, I can only tell you the recent ones. The recent one, I won an outstanding excellency award in Australia for being the best African artist in Australia there. And then the other one again that I won recently was best male artist of the year with Slime, based in the US.
Talking about Slam.
Yeah, Slam. Yeah, best artist of the year, male artist. And that art categories, man, you got my all the big, the top artists, man, in Sierra Leone. So it was a blessing for me to be victorious in those categories or something.
And you're still hoping for more?
Definitely. I'm looking at the BET, I'm looking at the MTV award right now, man. I'm looking at the bigger picture.
Awesome. Now, finally, we're going to end now with a new song that you did with Ice Prince, another Nigerian guy again. I told you, you're promoting, or rather, you're really bringing up the Sierra Niger system, big time connection. Now, this song with Ice Prince, what's the title of the song?
It's Tied to Somebody.
So how did you come about again meeting this guy, and how much did you pay this guy, and where did you record this song? You know, I want to know everything right now.
Oh, you're killing me here, man. The song is Somebody, but I've got a producer in Nigeria called P Banks, one of the outstanding producers out there, man. You know, the boy is doing it really big over there. Ice Prince happened to work with P Banks. So P Banks is the one that actually made the connection between Ice Prince and I. I think there was a point in time when Ice Prince was in a studio and P Banks was playing one of my track, and it was vibing to me. It's like, hey, who is this artist, man? It's pretty good. So P Banks hits me up like, man, bro, you two need to actually collaborate. I think Ice Prince is feeling your shit or something. So he made the connection, and then yeah, we dropped this song, Somebody.
Nothing come between us, cause drug love is between us. We have to try, then I go break us. We born not to clash, surely we not fragile.
It's a pleasure, my brother. Thank you so much for being around with me. The Almighty God bless you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for hosting me. Thank you very much, VOA. Key Terra D, salute.
Thank you so much. Well, over to you, David Bwake Vandy. I'm Mohammed King Milan Bangua. Thank you. Bye.
I'm just happy because I'm chilling with my nigga eyes. 6'6", me a nigga shoot dice. I call you my good luck. That's why I show you that good love. Brother with a nigga who gives love.
I see you made your girlfriend. Yeah, nigga, I'm unstoppable. This best I love, my boy, I see so unreachable. I stand tall, show the air, this how a nigga go. All eyes on me like I'm Tupac. I ain't do much, baby, them love me. I'm only loyal to one and she's above me. I'ma fuck with you till I have in time. Girl, I'ma rock with you like a slow jam. Slow jam. I feel like Tupac, Jody is west side. I ain't messing with that big nigga from the east side. You my 6'6", me a nigga, shoot dice. Shoot dice. I call you my good luck. Good luck. That's why I show you that good love. Go to the nigga who gives love.
From the top of the morning till the noon and the moonlight. Girl, I'm touching your body. Kiss your lips while you yawning. Girl, from the top of the morning till the noon and the moonlight.
Thank you very much, King Milan and Terror D. That was beautiful, and beautiful songs out there. Yes, indeed. The man is the Slam Award Best Artist of the Year, and no doubt about that, he is just good. Well, don't go away. I'll be right back with more music.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
No child is born to die. And no mother should die.
Let the music roll, the African beat. And now we play the song No Child Is Born to Die by the Ugandan All-Stars from Uganda.
So we let the strategy put it in the melody, make a discovery. So you have to follow me, follow me, follow me. 70 children generally, 20, 50, 60, get to 70, till to the infinity, cause we have ability.
Back to the business, we need staff and equipment. When it comes to health, y'all know my passion is endless. Women walking miles hurt to find a place for childbirth. We are all responsible, no matter how your mind works. Too many kids dying, though it hurts to say. Others may change this, but first
yes,
it's me.
One.
I thought it couldn't get worse, but hey, 16 women died giving birth today.
You run the same side, me don't call a kaputi. Never mind, I'm fine, never let go, I'm a kaputi. Then I would do the no kufayo, do I waste a kaputi. The way back to Zubuka, I'm a bulanji. I'm a mama from the Bazala Kulwachi. You was a chimumwe, no government, you're too young, eh. God, the way you say, Nangin say, yeah, well, let's combine the energy, we save the future.
Mama,
Well, just before I go, let me just pay respect to the greatest bubu music king of Sierra Leone that ever lived, Giancana Bay. Rest in peace, bro, as we enjoy this one. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. Bye-bye.
Can you move in on my hand? Sambo Bouquet, Sitala Lady.